Tell me a little bit about the club. How long has it been going and what do you do?
Yeah, I would love to tell you about the club. So the club's been going for quite a long time, actually. I took it over 2 years ago, when the original organizer moved out of town. And so it's been in place for probably 8 or 10 years. And then it kind of went through that whole slow period during the pandemic, as you would imagine. And I've been slowly rebuilding it. We are a group of casual board gamers, which is a little different than some of the games that you hear of today. Our focus is more about socializing and having fun, and the winning is a bonus. It's not, and so we not your main goal. So it's not what I call battling games. They're sort of
Competition.
for, what's that?
I said comp, it's not competitive.
No. It's not all cooperative, and there are cooperative games that we play too. But I mean, there is some winning and losing. But the focus is more about having fun. So a lot of the games we play, you might play 5 rounds, and then you add up the points to see who won. And then you're like, oh, that was cool, I won. But maybe you didn't win, and that's okay too. They're also accessible to all ages, which makes them pretty cool. So we have. Like I play some of my games with my grandchildren that are as young as 4 and 5 years old. I have played them with people in their 70s and 80s, and then everything in the middle. And then they're very inclusive to I obviously the different ages, but the one age I like to highlight is the teenagers. That sometimes people want to have a game night with families, with their teenagers to stay connected, and these are wonderful. Because it's not about who you are, it's just about having fun.
Yeah, and you just need the board game. You don't need a device.
Exactly. And so we play and there's like a whole world of games out there that I didn't know about. I joined a group down when I lived in near Toronto. I lived to the east of Toronto, and I joined a board game group that was like very active, and they had 3 meetups a week. And somebody said to me, well, we buy these games at a special store. And I went, there's a store just for board games? And then it opened up a whole new world. Because a lot of the games we play, you can't find at Walmart, right? Yeah. So then once you realize that, and it's like, wow. So there are specialty stores where you buy them. Right now in Timmins, we have Jump City, Wicked Stuff, and the Escape Room. Those are 3 stores in town. There's also a really nice store that I've learned about down in New Liskeard that I've done a little bit of shopping with, and he's got quite an extensive collection of what I call casual games. So we meet right now, and I have hosted at a variety of different places. And right now we meet every Thursday at the public library.
What time?
And 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And you can kind of drop by. You don't have to be there right at 5, because we play more than one game and there's more than one table going. So we have some people who show up at 6. We have some people who show up at 7. So it's very, what I call, very fluid. We went from, for a long time, there was 2, 3 of us. Now we are at a point where there's 13 to 14 every single week. So that's amazing.
Yeah,
We
and
do.
sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say we've started going to Tim Hortons across from Porcupine, not the Porcupine, across from the mall in Timmins, and they have this amazing table that you can use, and they don't mind if you sit for a couple of hours. So you buy a coffee, you might buy a donut, spend a couple of dollars for the restaurant, and then they'll let you sit for hours and play games. So the idea is building the community, and it's not about how much money you make. It's about having a good time. And that's what's really, I think, sets me apart from some of the others that do gaming, because some of the others you're constantly having to buy in order to play the game.
Okay,
What?
I have another interview coming up in
Yeah.
5 minutes, so
Okay.
let's cut to the chase about the event you have
Yes.
coming up, please.
Yes. So, September 23rd, we are hosting a Play Your Favorite Game event. Registration's required just because the space is limited. I'm on both Facebook, Timmins Board Game Group, and I'm on an app called Meetup, Timmins Board Game Group. I have a big project coming up. I just want to just give you a sneak with the library that's going to be huge. So if you ever have more time to talk to me, or if you can make me another time, we're almost ready to announce a very big project with the public library.
Okay. Why don't you reach out to me when you do that announcement, and we'll set something up then. In the meantime, where is this event coming up on the 23rd?
Thank you. The event is at Travel Lodge. It's at 7:00. It is free, but registration is required just to get yourself a space.
And it's open to anyone. You don't have to live in Timmins.
No, I've been advertising all over, and if you have a CAA, you can get a cheap room at the Travel Lodge, because they're letting us use the room from 7:00 till whenever, as long as we clean up. So last time we stayed till 1 a.m.